It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, it is tea time. The Bachelor last night. So much drama. Okay, so Peter gave Kelsey a rose at the end of their date after his one-on-one with Natasha. He told her she was not the one. But a lot of people talking about Kelly, who thinks because she was an attorney that she deserved the rose over the other women.
I think Peter has kind of an easy decision. I mean, look at me. I'm an attorney. The other girls, what are they?
Ready for a rose. Just give it to me.
Good point. Good point. Taken.
Oh, but Kelly did not get the final rose. Instead, that went to Hannah Ann, and Kelly not so happy during her car ride home.
I have no idea why I'm in this car, but Peter made his decision, and that's that. And does it suck? Yeah. Do I agree with it? No.
No. Over on Jimmy Kimmel, this is hilarious. His staff counted the exact number of times the women of The Bachelor used the word like last night's episode.
It's like such a dream to be here.
I think like when you feel like you've only gotten like 5 minutes with them for the past like forever.
Like it's hard, and then when you think about it, it's even harder.
Literally,
cannot even.
Okay.
Moving on to Janet Jackson. I don't think she says like too much, but she admits growing up, she had a pet giraffe and listened to the other animals.
I never kept the keychain, and I took care of the animal. We had so many animals growing up. Yeah, we had fawn, mufalon, sheep, peacocks, giraffe. Just all kinds of animals. So it was my job to feed them, to clean the cages. That was my chores.
So this is a working key?
That's a working key.
So it's really cool. She wears like a stylish key on her earring, and that's why. Could you imagine growing up with a pet giraffe?
That just seems like, I don't know, like not a lot of room. Like, where's that going to fit? Like, it seems like a height issue.
I'm impressed, though. That would be sweet. Okay, Blac Chyna. She formerly was with Rob Kardashian. She's his baby mama. She is saying the reason people are saying, why was she at the Oscars is because they're racist.
Because it's aggravating.
So people were just curious why the heck she was there. Because the Oscars for A-list celebrities and actresses, and that's why people are like, why in the world is Blac Chyna there? But she's saying everyone's being racist and it's because of backlash. So I don't think it has anything to do with anything with the skin color of anyone. I just think people were curious. It would be the same thing as any reality show star. Why are they at the Oscars?
Yeah, I that's the dumbest thing I've heard. There's not even much, there's nothing else to say. You're right.
I know. Moving on to Pamela Anderson, who was married for 12 days. She was married to an older gentleman who is 74 years old, Peter. He was a producer on A Star Is Born. Get this. Marriage didn't last, but he paid off about $200,000 worth of her debts.
Wow, that's shady.
And she says she didn't say this, but other people are saying there's no fool like an old fool. What does Pammy say, like relationship advice to other people?
Well, just to trust your instincts, you know, that's what I've learned in the whole thing is that I knew all along. And, you know, and especially not to give it any attention. But the issue is important because I think many women go through this.
She's saying it was a terrible mistake. Peter was way
man
too
stuff.
Controlling. But on the bright tip, she's debt-free.
How could he control things? He's 70. You could push him down and break his hip. I feel like you got all the control. It's like, you're telling me your grandpa's controlling? You got that.
That's what happens with older men, especially, or just men in general with a lot of money. And if they're giving you their money, then they think they can control you. So you got to get, but it worked out kind of for her.
Hey, if some old lady like Sugar Grandma or Sugar Cougar or Mountain Lion wants to cut me like a $70,000 check, let's do it. Lindsay would understand. We'd be totally cool with that. I'd appreciate it.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This is kind of an issue with control, but I think it actually makes a lot of sense. Live the Web girl is not respecting, at least in my opinion, her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, see? Exactly. I feel so much for Jewel Daddy at times. I want to check in with Liv and also hear what Mackenzie thinks and you at 833-563-2539 because, well, it sounds like Liv the Web girl didn't check in. We'll explain.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's giving me the stink eye. We'll explain coming up next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.